Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got so much to deconstruct today. Governor Mike Huckabee before we're done. Tony Schaefer from the London Center for Policy Research. Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation. And we start with another one of those reporters who's fearlessly telling the truth, even when her industry is telling her she's wrong. Emerald Robinson joins us right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm a proud Trump supporter. Like other Republicans, I'm disappointed our candidate didn't win Georgia's electoral votes. Numbers don't lie.
Unless you're a compromised Republican, that maybe isn't as much of a Trump supporter as you want everybody to desperately believe that you are now. This guy, what's his name, Raffensperger? This guy could not tie his shoe properly over the last 2 weeks. I don't know how we're supposed to trust that this enforced recount, which did you hear how it went down? They had to recount the bad votes without correcting them. So they had to. It was basically just a re-adding up of everything they headed up the first time without the audit, without the challenge, without any signature verifications on questionable ballots, et cetera, et cetera. So Georgia's going into the challenge column, and I'm sure that the Trump legal team is already well aware of their strategy there. Glad to have my next guest with us because she is one of the fearless ones that is there telling the truth, trying to find out the facts. And trying to get to the bottom of all this because the nation is in flux. We've been 2 weeks now without a clear understanding of what happened on election night. But Emerald Robinson, the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax now, she was with One America News the last time we spoke with her, but she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Emerald, I've taken great delight this week in talking to people that are not associated with what most are considered to be the mainstream media, the big media, and that includes Fox, sadly, right now. But there are a number of you that are in that White House press gaggle that are doing really good work, that are asking the right questions. For instance, you put on your Twitter yesterday, if you want to unravel the mysterious results of 2020, begin by asking a simple question. Why were 78 million American votes in 800 counties sent overseas to servers belonging to a Spanish company? Emerald, there's no one at NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC that has reported that.
Well, because they don't want to report it, because they know that's extremely concerning, right? They've spent the last 4 years talking about foreign interference in the elections, the risk to election integrity. And when you find out that almost 80 million votes are held and processed, tabulated overseas, that's a clear compromise to election integrity. And you heard the cyber and infrastructure security agency, that's CISA, guy who just got fired, and, you know, rightfully so, Chris Krebs, talk about election security, and yet they really can't point to any. I've asked them, you know, why is our vote held overseas? If you're in charge of foreign interference in our elections, why are they held overseas? Because to me, that makes them extremely vulnerable, right?
That was one of Giuliani's main arguments yesterday. Why are we sending? And I think he was dead on, spot on. I don't think most Americans know that that happens.
They did it. We're getting well informed in this contest over this election. There's a lot of things we didn't know. We didn't know about the vulnerabilities, by and large, to these voting machines. Though, if you look back, Kevin, the mainstream media, who has nothing to say about it now, not a single question about that in a press briefing that's going on at the White House with Kayleigh McEnany, they have reported on it in the past. Politico, Washington Post, a lot of local outlets reported on the vulnerabilities that these voting machines present. The fact that, though they say they're not hooked up to the internet, they have found they often are. They have backdoor access. It's easy to tamper with them, and that used to be a concern. It also used to be a concern to Democrats. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, who sent a letter last year about the concern of Dominion voting machines. But when it's being questioned in this election, everyone's silent about it. And not only are they silent, Kevin, and this is particularly concerning, is that the moment you start talking about it or you're posting old material, so I posted a story from Orlando, I think it was the Orlando Sentinel, a couple days ago about a report they had done regarding these machines. They took it down. They took it off their website. So not only are they not asking about it now, they're actively trying to hide what they said before.
Well, and it's kind of frightening to see how far this reaches. So let me give you a real-time example of something that happened yesterday. Since the election, since about 2 weeks before the election, my Twitter has grown rather quickly compared to what it had been growing prior to that. And I've had a lot of traffic related post-election to a lot of the reporting from yourself, from Chanel Rion, from Kyle Becker, others that are digging into these things. And I often will post to all of my platforms via a tool called Hootsuite. Just to streamline it, just so that I don't have to copy and paste it to each platform. Yesterday, as I was watching the press conference and began to actually post quotes of what Sidney Powell was saying, as I went to type in her name, the Hootsuite program kicked me out, and I kid you not, no less than 32 times in a row. And it would only kick me out if I tried to put her name in. If I tried to put my own name in, if I tried to put another Twitter handle in, it would let me post. But when I would try to put Sidney Powell's name in, it kicked me out of the app every single time. On some level, Emerald, I would look at that and say, oh, I'm just imagining something there. But when we're starting to understand the long reach of what has been accomplished, and I don't honestly believe that Joe Biden could have dwarfed Barack Obama's vote total and Hillary Clinton's vote total. And by the way, done worse in like 400 counties than she did in 2016.
Right.
But eclipse her. Yeah.
And I would say that's the smoking gun, right? It's the statistical data. And I believe Giuliani actually said that yesterday. And that's something we started looking at very early on. I love data. I'm a data girl. I'm a technical girl. So I talked to a lot of my friends who are data scientists, and then just people I didn't even know previously prior to this, who are definitely not on either side of the aisle. They really honestly don't care who is president. And they said the statistical anomalies in this election are just unreal.
Yeah. It's like a nuclear bomb going off. Like it is. You can't have the losing candidate get all of the toss-up races across the finish line. And you can't have the winning candidate that won by supposedly that margin not win one of them. Like, and there were 27 toss-up races in Congress, and the coattails for Biden have to be the worst coattails of anybody who's ever won a landslide in the history. It's this kind of stuff that just makes the average American's brain go a little cognitively dissonant here, and that's for good reason. But let me ask you this, Emerald, because there's even been people that have named you, like there was a Daily Caller piece earlier today that claimed that you're a spreader of misinformation. There are these people that are saying this stuff. They're saying the same thing about me. But at the end, does Sidney Powell have an obligation to show anybody anything that she has before she goes before a judge?
She doesn't, and she shouldn't, right? We've learned that when they share information with the media before going before the judge, it can cause witnesses to back out because they start getting harassed, they start getting doxxed, they start getting threatened, and she, of all people, is well aware of that. Now, in the release of documents, she did an interview a little bit earlier today with The Blaze, I believe it was, and she said that she's going to start releasing some of this next week because they are getting ready to file.
Yeah.
So we can see more information. And, you know, Tucker Carlson, and I think you're probably going to talk more about this, Powell was saying he was very disingenuous in what he said last night. She said in another Fox Business interview this morning that she provided him was going to provide him with an affidavit that has yet to be included in a filing or
right.
has not been released yet.
Right.
And she says she also provided him with a witness.
A witness that would be able to explain the statistical anomalies better than she could. And, you know, just as a tack onto this, you've also released within the last little bit on your Twitter feed, Pennsylvania is interested in talking to Dominion about their voting systems, and they backed out of testifying them before that today. But you ask an important question. Why isn't Fox News at least as interested in talking to Dominion as the Pennsylvania state officials are? Lots of questions we're going to have to get to in the days to come. Emerald, please promise to come back. You're doing great work. Follow her on Twitter at Emerald Robinson and watch her on Newsmax. Emerald, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Great work on your end.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're going to impose the, we're going to enforce the, excuse me, employ the Defense Reconstruction Act to be able to go out there and dictate companies build and do following things. We need much more testing. We need much more masking. You mean that's more, we need gloves.
Yeah, I don't know if the former vice president, who shall not be called president-elect on this show until the votes are certified and he's been so justly named that, but I'm not sure that the former vice president is on the right track there. I'm not sure that people are wanting to hear about how they're going to dictate to companies the deployment of what they expect in terms of masking and all the rest of it, especially when you compare that with what we heard from the White House today. Kayleigh McEnany, in a kind of a rare press avail today, said that 40 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine now anticipate being released before year's end. And they're seeking that kind of emergency authorization to go ahead and get those going. The Moderna people believe they will have the same right in a couple of days from now. Let's turn to Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation, who was part of that task force that talked about what life looks like as we come out of this. Charmaine, certainly getting a vaccine is a big step. But what does it mean that, you know, we could even have it before the new year?
You know, Kevin, it's interesting. I think it is important for people to pay attention to the CDC's warnings about Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, we're not completely out of the woods yet, and people need to be diligent and stay focused on protecting themselves, particularly people who are higher risk.
Right.
Having said that, this news about the vaccinations is such good news, and I just don't think that it really kind of squares with the sense of doom that we're getting from mainstream reporting, because there's just a lot of good news going on. So we need to be able to balance those two competing things in our head at the same time, that we're not out of the woods yet. We still got to be careful, but people should be feeling optimistic as we move forward into a future that we've got vaccines that are showing real, real promise. And that's not even talking about the progress that we're seeing on the testing front, where we're starting to see even the possibility of home-based tests that are rapid tests, quick turnaround, almost in the same category as the pregnancy test, which is something you and I have been talking about for a while that would be a real game changer if people are able to take charge of their own ability to know whether or not they're an asymptomatic carrier.
Yeah, no, not absolutely. And when you're talking about, so Dr. Nicole Sapphire, I just heard from her, they believe that maybe, you know, upwards of 15% of the population might have already had the virus. Zero prevalence is showing that it could be between 10-15% of the population. Ideally, they want to get to about 70% for sure of antibody protections to kind of declare herd immunity and be able to take the masks off. But you think about where we were just a few months ago, and you think about how long the average vaccine has taken to be developed.
Right.
And the fact that we have two of them out of testing, and we have another two or three that I think are at the final end of stage three. That Operation Warp Speed had some effectiveness, did it not?
Oh, it's amazing, and historically, it's going to go down as a phenomenal success. And I think this is what you and I have been talking about for months now.
Yeah.
Is that this has been a long slog and a tough time, but at the end of the day, American ingenuity, inventiveness, and public-private partnerships have been there for us time and time again. And that's what you're seeing here, is that a public-private partnership is an engine of innovation, and that's an exciting thing that we're seeing here.
I think that if whoever comes next by way of administrations adopts this kind of model as the future problem solving, I think that we may really have like turned a very big corner in just the entrepreneurship with how we go about solving these problems, because I don't think anybody thought that if we followed the traditional route, that we would have anything, even for another maybe full year past where we are here.
Well, you know, you make a really good point. And going to this point of who comes next. So one of the untold stories that of something that the Trump administration has done really, really well is super unsexy. And it's the fact that they went in and were very aggressive in tackling regulations that were slowing down innovation. You know,
right.
As you and I know, regulation is death when it comes to any kind of forward momentum. But they went in with a hacksaw and just started saying, you know, let's have this emergency let up of the drag on innovation. And it really, really made a difference. They very quickly identified that was one of the reasons we were having problems with developing the testing that we needed in the early days, went in, eliminated some of those regulations. And so some of my concern is if we head into a Biden administration is that we might see those regulations coming back and being re-interjected into a situation that ends up acting like a brake on the forward momentum that we're seeing.
Oh, I think there's no question that at least some of that is going to happen if Biden is, in fact, inaugurated. And that worries me. I mean, there were 4,000 executive actions that the Trump administration had to undo. But if he had not, would we have seen the nearly 16 million jobs return in that kind of record amount of time over the last 4 months? Would we have seen even what we're seeing by way of this vaccination progress now? I think it's doubtful. And it's one of those things that I think we've got to be very thankful for. And who knows where all of the legal stuff and all that stuff ends up. We've got a long way to hoe. I'll be talking more about that coming up with Tony Schaefer from the London Center for Policy Research and Governor Huckabee before we're done today. But Charmaine, one last kind of line of questioning here. The vaccine is part of the step to return to normalcy. But what else needs to happen outside of the strict medical stuff for Americans to start feeling like they're at home again?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because that's one of the things that I'm concerned about is, even though we're seeing progress with the with vaccinations, with testing, with therapeutics. So you're seeing progress on all fronts. Americans need to get the message that we're making progress, because so much of returning to a new normal life is people feeling optimistic.
Right.
There's kind of a parallel to, you know, the economy is driven on optimism.
That's going to be hard when you have lockdowns going back, and when you've got governors like Newsom out in California that are partying while they're locking everyone down. It's just going to be a pessimistic way. But your message, stay strong through the holidays, do the tough stuff, but better days are ahead. I like that. Charmaine, as always, thank you for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system, and that's what caused them to have to shut down.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, because Sidney Powell from yesterday's press briefing, the interesting thing about that is that they all shut down at the same time. And then they all had these, 100% to 0% ballot tabs that came in batches of hundreds of thousands of votes across the four or five different states. 138,000 in Michigan, 148,000 in Wisconsin, a busted water pipe in Atlanta that wasn't busted. These were largely opportunities to clear the rooms of the responsible monitors of the election tabulation, and then able to basically do this stuff. But how does all of that happen? And what happened to those votes across 800 counties that evidently went to some server, either in Spain or Germany or both? I'm not quite sure. Let's turn to the London Center for Policy Research's own Tony Schaefer, who himself is a retired intelligence operative, and he advises the president on some of these matters as well. Tony, it's good to have you back. When you heard the press briefing yesterday and Giuliani and Powell talking about things in the way they did, I was really shocked, because Karl Rove went on Fox seconds later and went, well, you know, if I was Dominion or I was Smartmatic, I'd be suing these guys. And I'm like, you know, why? Isn't this possible in this day and age?
They're not going to sue because there's something called discovery, which they don't want. So, let's break this down, and I'll try to make it as possible. We are indeed we are part of a larger investigation examining this issue. And people like Kurt Wiebe and Dennis Montgomery are assisting us and my team in examining this. And Sydney is trying to provide a great deal of information at a basic level of understanding. I think things get lost in translation. And let me try to clarify what she was saying. First, is it possible that software was embedded in all of these machines? Sure. When you've got 500,000 lines of code in one of these machines, unless you check every line of code, you don't know what it's doing. Secondly, I know from my own background, simply having something that's air-gapped does not guarantee it does not transmit to the Internet. Just
right.
Say it.
Right.
So there's several things. I've spoken to whistleblowers face-to-face, and some of these people were in the room, and they were watching kind of these computers being moved around, tabulation computers. So there's sufficient evidence in my mind to say that some level there's evidence of fraud. I cannot say there's fraud, but I can say from the different processes that were broken, there's appearance. The other thing is thumb drives. One of the things that's not been discussed about in any great detail is the fact that people take thumb drives to move them around to basically obtain and retain tabulation. As a matter of fact, in Georgia, during the bogus recount, they found these thumb drives, which had never been put into the larger system to be counted, which resulted in some changes of votes. But that's significant, and it's a security risk because these things should not be walking around in one state. My understanding is 47 of these accountable items have gone missing. So who in their right mind does not account for major technology, major artifacts in a major election? Who does that?
Yeah.
So these things all add up to a lot of questions. And let me add one other quick thing to help illustrate Sydney's point and your point, too. My team did an analysis last night of the very thing you just talked about, how everything shut down at a certain time, how mathematically things changed beyond any potential reality, which would be organic. Organic is the key. We can track organic trends. Let me tell you something. None of these trends that we observed on election night in these key locations were organic. They're provably non-organic. They're artificial. And what Sydney is saying, and this is important to understand, the algorithm that we're aware of is designed to essentially keep your candidate, if you're the one cheating, your candidate's going to be kept in the lead to about 3%. But what happened was that there are so many votes coming into the system for President Trump, the ability of the algorithm to stay ahead of the voting was it could not do it. It would have been obvious. So that's why the algorithm had to be turned off. And this is where the caper really gets deep. Ballots had to physically be introduced into the system. And that's the big piece of the focus of what I think we ought to be looking at regarding the next part of the investigation.
Well, and then, Tony, what happened next was mysteriously, like as though they just appeared out of nowhere, you had the highest
Bingo.
Number of single race ballots ever cast for president in the
Yes.
history, and only on one side. So
Right.
evidently, Democrats were all of a sudden very motivated to only vote for Biden because he couldn't drag a single one of those toss-up races across the line. He couldn't help his party win the Senate. But
Right.
man, did he have an overwhelming number of people. I mean, for a guy who campaigned from his basement, did he have an overwhelming number of people that really wanted him to be president?
Yeah, and apparently, statistically, it's obviously impossible what we're seeing. And the other thing, apparently, all Republicans won their congressional races for the House.
Yeah.
So apparently, there was no coattails, and these large cities had these huge anomalies where Biden was out-supported by a higher percentage than Obama and Clinton both. There's
yeah.
something not right there.
Very, 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 very fishy. Well, we're getting to the bottom of it, and you guys
yeah.
are doing your part at the London Center for Policy Research.
We are.
Of course, we always remember our good friend Herb London when we talk about the LCPR. But keep up the great work, Tony. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Great to join you.
God bless. It's Kevin McCullough coming back. Governor Mike Huckabee joins me next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say, use it all.
Is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
There's been multiple pieces of litigation filed across the country by various individuals, the campaign and others. But the president's been very clear. He wants every legal vote to be counted.
And even as we are coming to air, Jenna Ellis, the counsel, one of the counsel for the president, is saying that the Georgia recount, it's basically not even worth the paper it's printed on, because they basically recounted all the illegal ballots that they were trying to challenge to begin with. And if you don't have, a quality recount, it's really of no good at all. So they coming up with nothing there, that's going to the courts now. They're not going to just put up with this Raffensperger or whatever his name is. That's seems to be one of the more incompetent secretaries of state in the union right now. And I hate to say that because he's a Republican. He claims to be a supporter of the president. But, man, he can't find the outside of an envelope to save his life. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Governor Mike Huckabee is with us. He has seen hijinks. I mean, when you start out in politics in the state of Arkansas and you're following the Clinton machine around in your days, you see hijinks. And Governor, I'm just curious, we lived through Bush v. Gore. We lived through all of the nonsense of the Clinton administration, all of the self-superiority of the Obama administration. We've had 4 years of just incredible success on so many different fronts. Right now, as we sit here on this Friday, what are your thoughts about what comes next in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think that we have to be patient with the Trump attorneys and let them have their day in court. And I know that the press has dismissed all of this. I thought it was amazing. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani gave them an affidavit. He gave them specifics, went through a long list.
And all they wanted to talk about was how much he sweated and that he used a scene from My Cousin Vinny. And I thought, you guys, are you not listening to what the man is saying? This is not about how he appears and whether or not, you know, there's some sweat running down his face. This is about evidence, and you've been begging for it. You're saying that none exist. He's handing you some. He's giving you a pathway to go find it. And these goons in the press, Kevin, they couldn't find their own rear end with both hands and a high-watt flashlight. I've never seen anything like it.
It's well, and there's something that even goes beyond that, because as Tucker Carlson went on the attack against Sidney Powell last night, I think that people forget Rudy brought down the mob, and that wasn't an easy task, but he's a better prosecutor than he is a politician. Let's just put it that way. Sidney Powell had to take on McCabe and his thugs in the Mike Flynn case. And I don't know if you've seen the piece that the Epoch Times put out today, but there's this real strong argument to be made that Obama, living in D.C., has still been calling all of these shots, from the Russia collusion to the impeachment to all the stuff that we're seeing. And I think that certainly carries over into the hijinks of the post-election. And I'm telling people, they messed with the wrong lawyers. These two people don't take flack from anybody, and they're going to get to the truth. And if I were them, I wouldn't be showing anybody what I had either, because as soon as you do, someone's going to get doxxed and they're going to go after them.
Well, that's already been proven. You have these folks in Michigan whose home addresses, email addresses were dished out. Their kids have been threatened. This is the worst kind of mob tactic we've seen really in our lifetime that happens outside of the mob circles. But that's how vicious this all is. I get it. The stakes are high. And it could be, when it's all said and done, that Joe Biden's still going to be sworn in as president. But I'm willing to wait and make sure. And I'd like to know that the election was all on the up and up. And with many questions still about the voting machines and about the manner in which there was a chain of custody of the ballots, I mean, severe issues, sometimes in precincts where more people voted than were registered. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Look, I've seen it in my own home state, Kevin, so I understand that when people say there's no evidence of voter fraud, that's a lie. There was a state representative in Arkansas that went to prison for voting and paying people to vote. there are other people who were convicted. And, you know, I saw my own mother had an absentee ballot that was sent to her. Nurse came in and voted my mother's ballot for her. My sister had come in to say, let me get your ballot and we'll fill it out together. Oh, honey, you don't have to, because that nice nurse came and did it already. My own mother, I don't know if she voted for me that year. That's how crazy this stuff is.
Yeah. Well, there was a point yesterday, Governor, where I kind of like got real still during that press conference, because if what Giuliani and Powell are describing has any amount of truth to it, if there has been the possibility that you could hack into voting databases and change tabulations with almost no forensic fingerprint, but they have supposedly captured, you know, a lot of this cyber activity in a sense that it's been able to be preserved. This is one of the greatest crimes ever committed in the history of the United States. And certainly one of the greatest crimes ever committed against the people of the United States. And I think that anybody that had a fingerprint on it, if it turns out to be true, needs to go to jail.
Absolutely. One of the things that I would love to see Joe Biden do, he keeps talking about let's have unity. And I'd love to see some other Democrats say, look, there have been some serious allegations. We think they're bogus. But let's turn on the lights. Let's just have at it. Let's take a real hard look. And if you guys can't prove, with all of the accountability that we're willing to have done, if you can't prove it, then we expect you to just suck it up and say you lost. But if it does turn out that there was funny business going on, we all need to know. Everybody needs to know. And that's one thing that Joe Biden could do that might give people a little more confidence in the results of this election.
Well, Politico has a poll that shows that only a minority of people believe the president should concede at this point. And I think that we get some answers to some questions, maybe that number will change over time. Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, newly elected Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis.
One of our favorites around here. Yes.
No, I love her. She's really great. Went to Israel with me a couple of years back. She and Claudia Denny, who is on the cusp. But don't miss it, because Ray Stevens, the immortal, is with us doing his quarantine song and the 50th anniversary of Everything is Beautiful.
That is going to be fantastic. Yeah, our new favorite congresswoman from Staten Island and South Brooklyn. And, of course, this broadcast, very proud of the fact that we helped her get across that finish line. Look for Nicole Malliotakis on Huckabee this weekend. Governor, as always, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down.
What it did, friends, was the algorithm could not keep up with the difference in the votes that were coming in for the president, because the algorithm is based on triggers. So every so often, based on amount of time and assuming a certain amount of votes are going to be cast in that amount of time, the trigger fires and then it switches the votes and then it does that. The problem was they did not expect the turnout for the president to the degree that they did. He got 9 million more votes in this election than he did in 2016. And friends, I don't believe that all those votes that came in for Vice President Biden are real. I think a whole bunch of them are counterfeit. That's what the 100-0 ballot dumps overnight, 138,000 in one point in Michigan, 158,000 at one point in Wisconsin, overnight in Philadelphia, overnight in Detroit, overnight in Georgia. There was no pipe that went bad in Fulton County. It was all they shut down. They stopped the counting so that the machine could try to catch up in terms of what it needed to do algorithmically. And this is what Sidney Powell is saying that she will be able to prove. But last night, Tucker Carlson did not believe her. Take a listen.
We took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. when we checked with others around the Trump campaign.
And that's where he said, following that, he said that the reason he's telling everyone though that specific layout is because it's the truth. Well, there's two sides to this story.
In terms of voting software flipping votes, how do you respond to Tucker Carlson? Did you get angry with the show because they texted you and asked you to please provide evidence of what you're alleging?
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation. And I offered him another witness who could explain the mathematics and statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not.
So she actually sent him evidence that she hadn't even used in a court filing yet. That's insider stuff. She was going to give him the goods. But he lied about what she sent. And then he told his audience something that was not true. Shame on you, Tucker Carlson. This country is at a crossroads. The stakes are too big. You cannot be trusted. I'm Kevin McCullough.